Hey everybody, just reaching out today. I'm gonna do some daily grind episodes just to give you aware. My name's Lorenzo. I have about 27 or 28 episodes up from the Rockstar podcast that we used to do probably from about 2010 or 2011 to 2012. And it has about an hour episode of talking about small business with a special niche to the wedding and event design. So I brought it back and I put it on our page here. We've had people on the popular side, if you've heard of Gary Vaynerchuk, we did a one-hour sit-down with him at his wine library. I've known Gary for about 12 years, and it's some dated shit on there. I will tell you that much. There is definitely some stuff talking about from 6 or 7 years ago, which probably sounds funny now, specific to the wedding world. Or event world, the CFO of Wedding Wire, Sonny, a popular DJ company called SCE Event Group here based in New Jersey, Jason Janai, Eric Kent, NJ Wedding, and we also have some small business people as well. I'm not sure what the point of this is, but I just figured on my drive home from the office, I'd go through some stuff, some thoughts. I personally am a designer. I have a small business design company, which is called Screaming Lunatic at screaminglunatic.com. And I specialize in the wedding industry, which I have sophiaplusabby.com for wedding invitations as well. Then there's the Rockstar podcast, which I'm bringing back, as I said. However, Tony and Mariano, who were my co-hosts, are not going to be part of it. Maybe I'll get them on for a few episodes. And we'll go from there. I don't know how your day went. I hope it went well. For myself, I had a couple of jobs I had to finish up. I'm dealing with a client who I did an invitation for. She is very plain Jane for what she wants. It's a destination wedding. It's in Mexico, but she wants the style and the design to be very black and white. So much so that it's very bare bones, not common to what I normally do. And it got to the point, where after two completely different designs, she emailed me saying that her brother was a graphic designer and created an invitation that she just wants me to print. At first, I wasn't sure how to handle it. I definitely knew that the design was not up to my standards, personally. But nonetheless, wanted to keep her happy. So I'll gladly print it for her. Suck it up and move on. I want her to be happy, and I don't want to dwell on it. So I'm not sure how long these podcasts go for. I guess they can keep going for a while. We'll find out. Because the Rockstar podcast, if you're familiar with it or you've listened to a few episodes, they're up to an hour. And I don't intend on doing an hour on these, but probably about 10 or 15 minutes. So I'm wondering, for those designers out there, have you ever run into something like that? It was very peculiar for me, but, we let it go. There's a whole bunch of topics of rants and thoughts that I think about for the design world, small business world, and I'll try to bring them to light daily if I do the episodes or whenever I do it. I'm going to try for daily, seeing as I'm in the office 6 days a week and working late at night, so there might be some random ones. I am very, very, very bullish on you guys commenting, and I will reply to everything. Send me messages. I don't care. I don't know where this will take us, but I started on Anchor probably about, 3 years ago, and I just didn't find my spot for it. I was using SoundCloud, and we were doing the podcast professionally with the audio from one of the guys that was a co-host, Tony. So I like the ability, of course, to now record live and invite people, which I'd be happy to do if you ever want to just pop on. Be happy to have anybody on. I don't care. Not worried about the vulgarities. Earmuffs for those with the kids in there. But the other jobs, let's see, what else did I have to do today? I attend or expo at a bridal show here in New Jersey. It's a company called Elegant Bridal. They probably do about 120 shows a week, a month. Oh my, a year. That's the good part about not editing. 120 a year, about two or three a week. And basically, it's a three-hour show during the week from 7 to 10. The first hour, the couples walk around and meet with different vendors. The second hour is a live performance from either a DJ and a band or two DJ companies. And then the last half hour to an hour is a fashion show with giveaways for a free honeymoon and whatnot. On average, it's probably about 70 to 100 brides that show up, and they do a couple per week. I try to do two a week, so I'm doing about 80 or so per year. So I've been I'm well versed in wedding expos and shows and stuff like that. So if anybody ever needs to think about doing that for expos, even if it's not for weddings, just in general, the psychology of people walking through shows is just, there's an episode on itself, on how far the tables are apart, on how you design the backdrop behind you, to what you present on the table, to putting a table in the middle, or you standing in front of the table. There's just such a large psychology or that you can go into to see how people react and look at you or look at what's behind you or on the table. And it also depends on what your services are. If you, someone like me who's doing these shows with invitations, I tend to have a table that's busy and I can't get away from it. Whereas maybe if you are a photographer, you may have just a couple of books on the table, so you can simplify it, or a DJ company. I've noticed a lot of health and beauty and makeup vendors that come to these shows now. Even realtors and insurance companies, they've really started to come to a lot of bridal shows and wedding shows in New Jersey. I would say maybe a couple of years ago, I'd see maybe one or two out of 20 vendors on average. And now I'd say probably there's at least 8 to 10, ranging from those body wraps to lose weight, to makeup, to eyelashes, and all kinds of different things. So back to today, what I was saying was I'm working at a magazine for the bridal show, and it'll get handed out at all the shows to every bride and groom. It's about 20 vendors that can advertise in it, and it runs in a three-month cycle, so we're just trying to get it all put together to have its debut in January, February, March, April. We have, I'd say, about 17 of the 20 vendor spots filled in about a week, so that's a good sign. I also, what else did I work on? Well, that took a long time. And then the invitation, and there's a friend of mine or a client of mine who, or both, who is a wedding officiant. So they're doing, he's part of a what's called a wedding walk. It's in a town in New Jersey, and basically the town gets shut down because there's about 20 to 30 retail locations that provide wedding services in this town. And for the day, brides travel throughout these retail locations for specials and prices and stuff like that. And there's those old San Francisco style trolleys that take them around. So he does real estate as well. So I created one of those old school CD wallet jackets, the one that kind of opens up and is a trifold, but a CD style, or CD size, I should say. And that has his information as an officiant. But one of the panels also has, talks about taking the next step where the couple may be interested in buying a home. So now there's no CD or anything, it's just the trifold itself, but it fits. It would fit in a CD jacket. And price-wise, it worked well. Got a good bang for his buck. I'd say probably about a couple hundred people come through on this wedding walk. It can be very window shopping-ish. I did do it last year. I didn't see a huge follow-up with clients coming in, not just for me, but for the other services that were in the location. So while it's good for brand awareness, and you want to be part of it, you don't want to not be the one that's part of it in the town. And it's a small town, so they talk. But and really, the cost of entry to be part of it is not much. It's only a couple $100. So even if you get one client, I think it works well for photographers. But I didn't see a huge fallout afterwards. I think a lot of people were just doing it with their bridal party, the girls especially, as an experience. There were couples, of course, that showed up, but they may pick and choose, but they're seeing 20 to 30 locations, so there's a lot that they're taking in, and it's travel, and it's a long day, and going through the wedding world in New Jersey, it's pretty hectic between bridal shows and all the social media and events like this. One suggestion to any bride or groom listening, or create a separate email on Gmail, call it soandsoswedding@gmail.com. Use that for your wedding, and then once you're married, never go back, because we will all email you for the rest of your lives. Yes, we will. Unknowingly, whether you respond or not. So I am heading home now. The New York Rangers, that is my blood, my religion, they're playing this evening. They have traded all their players away. They're playing on the West Coast tonight. I tend to work late at night from about 10 to 2 as well. So I'll go home, hang out with the family from about 7, 8 o'clock till about 10. And from there, I'll go back to work and then start it all up in the morning. So there could be some late night West Coast style thoughts, but for now, this is the topic I talked about, just what's on my mind. I'll also talk about the screaming lunatic design side, which is small business and things of that nature. But I kind of just free flow a little bit into what I'm thinking, and I love the stuff of feedbacks. I will tell you, we did do one of the Rockstar podcasts. We did it live at a bar. Just, I don't know what we were thinking, but I'm glad we experienced it. We had probably about 50 people show up, and I love the engagement of it. There is an episode, it's called, I believe, Live from Red Bank or something like that. I forget if the episode included the Q&A at the end or not, but yes, that's what I would love seeing. So anybody want to hop on with me in the future, let me know. Comments, messages, all that fun stuff on Anchor. Oh, and one thing, I tweeted to Anchor, and I wanted to know, since this is the first time I'm recording it this way, if I'm recording on my phone, do I need to go into airplane mode? Or if somebody calls, what happens? I guess if Anchor does not reply to me on Twitter, I'll find out the hard way one sooner or later. Or maybe I'll just, I believe they're in Hoboken right by me in New Jersey. Maybe I'll just go see them and ask them. All right, guys, thank you. I really appreciate anybody listening, which may be zero. And that's okay. Zero, well, not zero, but one. I'll just take one. Thanks, guys.